Welcome to Eat, Pray, Live. We are elated that you could join us today. Our show today is about divorce. Till unhappy, do we part? Well, hey! I was waiting for our theme music.
Right.
Living life like it's golden.
I would say
because you want to live it.
In
live
the world. Like
it's golden. Oh, that's the theme?
That's the theme of the a season.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I'm a little tongue twisted today. I don't know why. Maybe we need to pop this.
I know, we haven't even started.
That's what it is. I'm just a little dry. This is our first show.
First show.
Eat, Pray, Live. Are we excited?
Very excited.
So this is one of...
Really?
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Yes. Hey. Come on, let's break it down. I'm going to pop this.
Work.
This is one of my favorite sounds. Demetrius, why are you leaning back?
I'm a little nervous.
I told you I'm a professional.
That's your claim to fame.
Now life is golden.
All right,
let me introduce to you my co-host, my lovely co-host. To my immediate left, I have Stacey Ike.
Hello, hello, folks.
And then to her left, I have my male me.
Okay,
Demetrius.
I like that.
Stacey's like my millennial me.
Right.
Demetrius Jones in the house.
Hi. I haven't come up with a tagline or nothing yet, so
hi.
And then last but never least, we have Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
And she's my militant me. She gonna tell you like it is.
All
right, y'all.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, pass.
Yes.
There we go. Girls, do it.
All right. And Demetrius.
So he drank it.
She's all boring and stuff.
But it's not because I was an alcoholic or anything. I've never had a drink. Because people started to think that's it.
I
got a chip.
Something about bubbles make me happy.
Bubbles are.
You know, it's celebratory.
Cheers.
You know, I often drink champagne. Not that I'm a lush or anything. Cheers to our first show.
Yes.
But I often drink champagne, and what I get asked is, what are you celebrating? Life,
honey.
You know what I mean? Like life. Any day you wake up and you are above the ground.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm. It's a good day.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Love it. So let's we can probably turn that theme song off.
We're gonna turn
it down. We turn it on down.
Yeah.
Turn it on down.
Yeah.
Turn it on down.
It on out.
Wow.
And
you know, I thought about you.
I'm just waiting to get into it.
She turned right to the
Yeah, listen, this is our How You Living segment where we're going to discuss kind of current events and what's happening in our world. We would be remiss not to mention that debate.
Lord have mercy.
It was Tuesday, right?
It was Monday night.
Was it Monday?
It was Monday.
It was Monday.
I started my week with that?
Yep.
Yes, you did, honey.
Wow. Yes, you did.
You need some more.
Is that how this week started?
That's how it started.
With
that's
a
how
thing.
It started.
All right. So, Demetrius, I'm going to let you, because you're so passionate about.
Passionate.
There's your boy. We've got a picture of Trump and Clinton. Mm. This was their first a debate against one another, and it was quite interesting. So, Demetrius, I'm gonna let you take the wheel.
Lead us.
I don't know what you want me to say. You know how I feel.
How do I feel?
Okay, I'm scared to say honestly.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. Omarosa should be ashamed of herself.
Ooh, we're starting with a bang.
Don King should be ashamed of himself. The pastor that Cherie mentioned to me in Cleveland that supports Donald Trump.
He's in Ohio.
He should be ashamed of himself. Donald Trump should be ashamed of himself for supporting himself.
Mm.
Because there was one qualified candidate on that stage. Mm. One. Mm. That's it.
Okay, yeah. So you mentioned, everybody you mentioned was black, with the exception of Donald Trump.
Right.
So you got problems.
Black people especially should not be supporting Donald Trump. This is about people who are trying to come up, who are trying to raise their profile, associate themselves with money, who don't care about anybody else but themselves.
Oh.
That's simple.
Wow, that's a heavy accusation.
Because it's time to stop playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when this is all over, every black person should not forget who supported him. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't forget. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to see people get no shows out of this, mm-hmm. be on Fox News, mm-hmm. or coming up at all. Remember what they mm-hmm. did.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. All right. Awesome. That was very spirited.
Spirited.
Miss Courtney?
You know, it's funny you say qualified person on the stage, because then I start thinking about, like, what are the actual qualifications for president other yes. than being, like, born in the U.S., being right. over the age of, what is it, 42 or something, right. that you have to be at least 42? Like, do we really have anything laid out? Is it just kind of, like, unsaid that you, like, dig your way through the political structure right. and that? Because the whole idea mm-hmm. was that the common man technically was supposed to be able, anybody as a citizen was supposed to be able to be the president of the United mm-hmm. States. So if I'm going on that principle, okay, Donald, like, you made it. Like,
that's a great
you
point.
You did something. Like, whether that's or not I point. Agree or disagree right. or think you're a hot mess is really irrelevant, because yeah. we set the standard and right. determined that you ain't got to have no education. Right. You ain't got to, even though, like, the founding fathers sort of, like, played with the whole voting thing, and that's why the Electoral College was there, because they didn't really want regular people able to determine who was president, but mm-hmm. they kind of did. So we kind of, excuse my language, effed ourselves, because we made it so that this was possible to
yes,
begin with.
Yes.
So on that, I can't be mad for real.
So you think it was a mistake?
I mean, I think it is what it is. I think mm-hmm. that there is beauty in the mistake. Like, it's a beautiful disaster to me. Like, I think it's amazing.
It's very entertaining.
Like, that it's really entertaining is very beyond entertaining. All. But at the same yeah. time, it also speaks to the idea that we supposedly, if you have enough money right now in this country, you should be able to run for president. So what it actually made me think was how messed up we all as people have mm-hmm. been, that we haven't put our financial power behind somebody else that was relevant. Because if everybody's really so mad at Hillary and how horrible she was as an option and blah, 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 why do we wait until it got mm-hmm. to these two to
for
make,
us to,
like,
yes.
to be like, oh, I'm not going to vote, or, oh, I'm only going to vote for this third party person who doesn't have the power behind exactly. them at this point. We should have been working on this, like, a long time ago, because Donald Trump's intentions were
very
already
clear.
Showing themselves when mm-hmm. he started the whole birther thing, because he raised himself up on that. Mm. And then everybody's like, oh, no, he's never going to do anything last year. That's when y'all should have been putting money behind who you thought was actually
well,
qualified.
To be fair,
and doing that.
This is more of a Republican issue than it is like an entire American issue, and the reason that
Ooh,
I say
wait
that
wait a
though,
minute say that again
no,
that needs
I
to be
I
a soundbite
wholeheartedly disagree
which is and I'm making this relevant right now, and I'm mm-hmm. pointing this out because
we usually always agree
right. do Demetrius
well I didn't finish
and
your
point exactly.
so Stacy over and I are
finish.
Just like yeah because
right. I might agree with him at the end, I just didn't agree with that portion.
Okay,
the reason I say that is because the Republican Party has, if you think about it, for years been grooming a Donald Trump type candidate by courting racism in a benign sort of way. So it was only a matter of time before someone who did it in an overt way mm-hmm. became their nominee. And they didn't want to go against Trump, because if he could win, they're willing to support him even at the expense of America herself. Mm.
I understand that, so I slightly agree with that. I just can't leave it as saying mm-hmm. it is the Republicans' fault because of what they've been doing. Because I believe that it's actually all of our fault that we even yeah. have allowed the two-party system as it currently exists
okay.
to go on for
okay.
so long
that
yes. we don't have that. Additional options.
Yes.
So that's only, it's a qualifier.
So
yeah.
we agree. I agree with
we
that.
Agree
we
with
agree.
The is the election in November going to be the case of the lesser of two evils?
Of course. Of course. I mean, I would just say, like, to Courtney's point, it is really sad, because I do remember last year being on a political panel talking about Donald Trump as a joke. And I do remember it being not a big deal. And I do remember months going by and us thinking, okay, wait, the numbers are growing. What's
Look
going
on?
And I think then you're very right. There, we should have really all jumped on something then.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think people thought it was going to be this
yeah.
situation. I just don't think that. And well, I remember how I thought. I'm like, wow.
But who saw the evil? I don't
understand.
That's why I was like,
that's lesser two evil.
Well,
people think Hillary's
yeah.
evil, but
I don't think she's evil. I don't think she's evil.
That's an expression.
She's the evils of the
That's
right,
just an
right,
expression.
System.
It doesn't even imply that either one of
yeah.
them is
evil.
Evil.
Right, right, right.
It just,
it's more just
yes.
like, these are the, you know,
right.
some people are just like, wow, these
we
are options.
These aren't the two most optimal options.
Yeah.
We would like better, two better choices. However, this is what we have. What are we going to, do I really have to explain?
But I would, no, I would. I definitely understand what you're saying. I would just say that what was interesting about the debate for me is that it's too obvious that they're trying to use a certain thing to make one person look better than the other. Like when Lester Holt asked about racism or about race, it was just too, their answers were so like, it's not even about their answer. It was more like, okay, if we answer this question right, people will vote for us more. Yeah. It's not about the entire, you know, about, it's not like, about what the hell they care about.
And what they care about.
It's, and like, it's so obvious. But I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
It never is. But that's political theater. That's like what we've said.
Wait, no.
Hillary's answer, you have to admit, when she went out, it literally, like, she had wrote out a little paragraph about how much she loved black people, and she was going to give it to her.
It wasn't about,
everybody would vote for her.
I'm just glad she didn't pull no more hot sauce out of there.
Can I say this?
I didn't hate her answer. Donald Trump
is telling you who he is.
Yes, he is.
You use those key phrases like law and order. I know who ran as the law and order candidate? Was it Nixon? He's talking about cracking down on black people, Hispanics.
So he's the Institute of
he's not saying something just to get votes. This is how he feels.
Yeah. No, I know. It's not
about
that.
Don't we appreciate that?
The people that support him appreciate that because they do believe stop and frisk is okay. They don't think that racial profiling is a bad thing, and they go for it. So he is speaking to the people that he knows will vote for him.
But don't we on some level appreciate his candor?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Because it's a mess. And I don't think it's actual candor. Like, I just think he is a brilliant entertainer, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Like, he's just full of shit. He's a big-ass hot airbag, and he just wants to be president.
And people say that all the time.
And he's figured it out.
Oh, I like for people who are up front with me, tell me you don't like me. Don't tell me no shit like that. You get popped in the mouth. No.
And if
like
you're the president, you definitely don't get to tell me you don't like me because you still work for me regardless. And what he's saying is, I don't work for all of y'all. I work for these people.
Precisely.
And these people will get me to be president and screwed whatever.
And what happened last time we had that situation in New Orleans when somebody worked for one half of the country, where Kanye had to get up there and say, look, George Bush don't care about black people.
And just saying that, like, we should have woke up in the 2000 election when a popular vote got Bush in the office.
Well, I'm going to nitpick.
And not Gore.
One of the things
But that didn't wake nobody up.
One of the things that stood out to me in the debate was that fake smile she had that whole time. Now, can I finish?
Yes.
Can I get my thoughts out?
Finish.
I don't think she like Hillary. Okay.
She don't like
No.
You're not with her, are you, Sheree?
No,
they back together. They do the dynamic duo again. What I was going to say is, unfortunately, that is what we are putting on her as a woman. Like, you're a woman. You need to look the
soften,
part. You need to get up there. Be softer. You can't be a bee. You can't look like, you know, she's going to run in for the commander-in-chief. This is the highest office in the world. So why does she have to get up there and smile? He didn't crack one smile that whole time.
Barack used to smile, though, when he campaigned.
He wanted a smile, not because everybody was like, you're such a bitch, you need to smile.
Exactly. That's who Barack is. Barack is very charismatic. President Obama, I don't want to call him by the man's first name. I don't know him like
that. So we're assuming she's not charismatic?
No, people don't receive her that way.
No.
Which isn't fair.
It's like the Marsha Clark situation. They didn't receive her that way either, but she was trying to work.
I know what that's like.
But that's what I'm saying. That's unfortunate.
Maybe tell me to smile too.
But that's the burden of being a woman in a male-dominated situation.
Right. No, I agree with that. That's,
you know, and that so shouldn't, good. My thing is that shouldn't be required of her. She shouldn't be required to stand up there and smile when she don't feel like smiling. Nobody's telling him he needs to smile more.
We know she doesn't.
So that's what I mean by the fake smile. That was something that she had to do in order to appease America.
Okay. Well, at least some of it was maybe
authentic. Can I get a little apology? I feel like there's an apology or something that should happen on that end of the table to this end of the table.
You're right. I'll email it to you.
This
is my buffer.
Literally, I'd be like, what were you saying?
You don't know if she's really my security piece up in here. Anything else you want to say?
Mike Pence should be ashamed, his running mate. If Ted Cruz actually endorsed him in any sort of way, he should be ashamed of himself. Any Republican, true conservative, should be ashamed to have this person represent them.
But
I'm sure they are.
Language, though.
I'm sure they are.
But is it like, is it not just like the sort of epitome of what we claim we stand for.
He's not a conservative.
I mean,
he's just not.
Well,
he's really not.
He kind of is. He kind of is because he believes in the rich folks keeping their money and kind of breaking down the government a little bit.
But
baseline conservatism is smaller government with less restriction and less sort of social help from the government, less interference from the government.
Well, that was the thing. Oddly enough, it's changed for the Republican Party because during Reagan and before that, the Republican Party was socially conservative in that they wanted to stay out of the bedroom and stay out of your business.
No.
This new Republican Party wants to be in the bedroom and in
your
business.
Well, in their minds, that's not them being in the bedroom. That's them protecting fundamentalist rights. Because if you're talking about, like, abortion and you're talking about birth control, like, in their minds, it's not me getting in your bedroom / crossing that line of conservatism. It's also exalting what we believe conservatively, fundamentally, from a faith-based space, which is interesting because we're supposed to be a country of many faiths. But it's based on Christian
pure. We agree again. That's how it is.
They back together again. Okay, so let's move on while they're still friends.
But it was fun to watch, nonetheless.
So let's get to our topic. Where's our picture of Brangelina? Oh, that's your boy Daryl Scott.
No, that's your boy.
But his testimony is crazy ridiculous. It really is.
I promise you it's not. He was a drug dealer.
And a pimp.
And an addict.
And a pimp.
Yeah. And so, what has changed?
But look how good God is. I mean, God can get you, clean you up, turn you around, praise him. Okay, we're going to move on.
That's another conversation.
It is, because we'll be here all day.
Yeah, that's another show. We're going to turn this thing, we're going to progress and get into our topic, divorce. And, you know, what we're dealing with is, this is so unfortunate. What did you say, Stacey?
I said they put us through too much. Like, yeah. I you know, and I'm not going in. They're regular people. Let's not even try to play like they're just life-changing.
Yes.
But, you know, they are one of those popular couples that a lot of us did look up to. Mostly for me, just they have beautiful talent. They're just wonderful talent. So I cared about their life. And they just put me through so much. I mean, I took off a day at work the day they got married. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the house, like, looking for the pictures and ready to go.
Did you really do that?
Sure did not. But definitely had fun talking about it all day because I was like, this happened, you know? Yeah. And it's so funny because I was talking to my mom about it. And she was like, and for some reason, she was like, I didn't even realize they weren't married this whole time. Because she's so used to them being together. Yeah.
Well, they've been together 12 years.
Yeah, and I was like, Mom, they got married and all of a sudden it's over?
Married two. Well, you know what, I want to read something that kind of puts everything in context. It's like, how do we justify to ourselves, our children, our family, and our friends, and our life partner, we look into each other's eyes. We stand up there in front of our friends, our family, God, and we make the promise and we take the vow till death do us part, for better or for worse. But yet, most of the time, we really don't mean it. Mm-hmm. We really do not mean it. What we mean is till unhappy do us part, until like I'm not really feeling you no more, until that lovey-dovey warm and fuzzy feeling is gone and I'm just not feeling you, then that gives me the green light to put an end to this situation and go and look for love again. So the question is, what I really want to dive into, especially, look at this family shot. Will you look how beautiful that family is?
Six
and
babies.
My heart goes out to those children. I mean, like you said, that's six kids that they have.
Six lives.
And all those babies are affected by, let me tell you this. Let me tell you a little story. And this, I hope I don't cry, because I'm going to tell you this story really, every time I tell it, I really have an emotional reaction. When my son was about 3 years old, Trey will be 24 now, so this was many moons ago. Mm-hmm. But Will and I had just separated. We were in our process of divorce. We had just separated, and Trey is three. He doesn't know what the heck is going on. Mm-hmm. So all he knows is, wow, wait a second. Mommy and daddy, you know, they're just not in the same space anymore. I haven't seen my daddy in a while. So we moved out of the house that we were living in Encino. Trey and I went to Sherman Oaks. Will went to Westlake. And Trey kept saying, Mommy, can we go back to the house in Encino? And I would take him occasionally because I'm like, okay, you know, he's been there for a while and he's just having, he's having separation anxiety from everything that he knows as his norm. And then it dawned on me one time and I said, baby, I said, why do you want to go back to the old house? And he looked at me like, duh. He said, because that's where Mommy and Daddy live.
Oh.
When I tell you, OMG. Whew. All right. Demetrius, you look like you getting teary eyed.
That's real.
Bless you. Isn't that touching?
That's very touching. I'm not getting teary eyed.
I didn't cry this go round, but I'm saying that to say that these babies are so affected, and sometimes I think we just give up too soon. In retrospect, I absolutely gave up too soon. I didn't really have a clear, healthy understanding of what a marriage was. The work that is involved in having a healthy marriage, I never saw. My mother and father were never married. I did not know. Mm-hmm. So I really did think that if I'm not unhappy, then I have to leave, because if I'm not unhappy, then nobody else is going to be unhappy. Mm. And I think, like I said, I just think that we walk away too soon and we let our feelings dictate, you know, the decisions that we make. Mm. So I want to get into that with you guys and ask you, is being unhappy an acceptable out?
I'm really wanting to see what Courtney has to say.
What?
I don't know, because militant you is coming out. I just feel it. I don't know. I really changed my... Tell me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, I think marriage is great. I am not married, never have been married, and that's probably why. Because I'm fully aware... I believe in marriage. My parents have been married for almost 40 years now. 40 years.
Wow.
Actually, their anniversary is on Saturday.
That
October 1st.
Is awesome.
They're 39 years. They'll be 40 next
year.
That
is awesome.
So, and I grew up, like, in a faith household. Like, so my... you were together, you stayed together. Like, you figured it out. I don't know what if they fought. Like, they didn't fight in front of us. Like...
Now, is that still your mindset?
My mindset is you marry somebody... We end this.
So death.
Like, we end
this.
There ain't no... Unless, I mean, I think, like... I do understand that there are things like abuse that happen that maybe should be caveats, but for the most part, and I can only speak from the experience that I have had in my years on this earth and the friends that I have that are married and have already gotten divorced and things like that, I definitely think people go into it just because, oh, we're supposed to get married and, you know, we're supposed to get married and it's going to be great and we love each other. And every time I'm talking to a friend that's coming through a divorce or breaking up, I just don't... I'm not in love anymore.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. And I think it's a cop out.
And you know what I've come to know with women? Sometimes we want the marriage. We want the wedding.
We want the wedding.
Yeah.
Not the
marriage. We don't want the marriage.
Yes. And I try not to talk smack about that because people.
That's real.
It's just one day, guys.
It's not even a whole day.
It's not even.
Now, what's the question?
40
again?
Minutes.
Well, the question was, is being unhappy an acceptable out? And with Brad and Angelina, I thought it was interesting that they separated on the 15th of September.
Yeah.
And she filed for divorce on the 19th. I'm thinking, when you have this many kids, now again, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's put that disclaimer out. We don't know what happened, but allegedly... And what she said was they were on a plane ride and he got a little loud with the kids and a little verbally abusive. Did she say abusive?
Verbally abusive.
So what is allegedly? This is all alleged, but what does verbally abusive mean? Did he call the kids out their name? Did he just raise his voice?
And I think it was to the child that's like 15.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know.
And he could have been challenging his dad, whatever. But I just think that there should be, and legally, because Demetrius...
Well,
we
first,
have
let me ask you a question. Let me
answer
your question about whether or not unhappiness is a good reason to get out.
Yes.
Two words. Hell yes.
What?
If you ain't happy, where are you doing this for?
Where was that in the vows?
No.
Until unhappy. happiness do me
that's
part?
That's what I'm saying.
Because happiness is a feeling.
We're humans. Happiness goes up and down throughout your life. You might have lost your job or not doing the job you want to do. Or you're not making it right. Like, there's so many things.
Give me a dollar. I need to sow into
her life. As someone who has been married, and I'm sure my ex-wife is much happier now. I know I'm damn sure much happier now. I think it's the best reason to get out of a marriage.
Really?
Yes.
But okay, so not to pry, but you're saying that because you wasn't happiness like an
but
overall
why?
Thing? Yeah. Or was it like she wasn't in a good space, I wasn't in a good space? Was See, it a we have been unhappy for 10 years? I don't know. I don't know how long.
Like, am I unhappy because you're cheating on me? Am I unhappy
right.
because you're abusive?
Or so I'm unhappy because I really yes. hate my job. Because that's real.
I'm just talking about feelings. When you just say, you know what, this just ain't working for me,
okay.
I'm not in love
well,
anymore.
Well, see, this is the thing.
When, and you think that's acceptable? Because that's the question
say,
I'm asking.
This is not working for me. I'm not in love anymore. Yes, get
what?
Out. Get out. That's why we have divorce.
Oh,
why?
Lord.
Because if we keep people together who aren't happy, one of the two is going to
okay,
end up dead.
So,
that's how it's going to work.
No,
so either
not,
you're going to let people out. I'm letting you know the theory behind the law
okay.
as far as divorce.
Okay,
that's law.
Let me. Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
I forgot the question.
Yeah, I was like so ready. I'm like,
what? I'm holding on to it. It's gonna come back.
Oh,
to me. It's gonna
man,
come back.
That was
I got
good.
Faith. It's gonna
well,
come back.
Well, see, for me, my question always has been like, okay, so I get like love and all of that is like a 20th century concept when it comes to marriage. Like, people weren't getting married because oh, I'm so in love with you until like the what 1920s it started to become like a big deal. So previous to that, like other than like so they were marrying for property and family, all of that stuff. Is marriage, is it just sitting in the space of the legality of it? And that's why that theory, like, that's
no,
why divorce
marriage,
exists. Is marriage actually a spiritual choice? And that's something entirely separate? Like, because you can just be together and
yes.
leave when you're unhappy and all that. Like, but if you're spiritually pledging yourself to something up above, which, and I don't know, because
that's
maybe everybody's mind doesn't think of marriage the same way, but it, in my mind, the only choice to get married is because there's a faith element to it. And if I'm pledging that before God, then unhappiness isn't in that. Unhappiness gets figured out and worked out.
How about even if like you're not rooted in a faith, what about just integrity? What about you standing up there? What vows did you make? Did you take that? Because you can write
okay,
your own
now,
vows
now. Let me say this. In vows...
Did you stand
vows,
up there and say
yes,
your
vows
to
a
person?
When it comes to vows, there are some things that are implicit because we can't all of a sudden say... As I've heard some people on this panel say, like, well, he was beating me. So that's why we got a divorce. Well, did you say in your vows, if you beat me, we're not going to be together? No, it's implicit. It's understood. If you make me very unhappy, I'm going to leave your
no,
ass.
No, 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 no.
That's understood.
No, 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 no. I don't think that is understood.
But beating is understood?
Abuse is... Now that's about my safety and my well-being. That's
so
is
my
different.
Happiness.
Yeah, but that's,
my that's
well-being.
Not my happiness. That,
yeah,
my
that's
well-being?
Different.
See,
no,
see,
that's
I'm
not
real
the same.
Happy,
different.
And I like to keep it that way.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying they can't be. They're not that. There's
they're
no
not,
way they're the same
yeah,
thing.
They're not
okay.
the same.
Your safety
right.
and your happiness right. are not. They can't be.
Well, they can be at a certain point
be
found, because
so.
Happiness and you know positive
interject.
Well-being can make you a depressed person that wants to kill yourself. So like
or your spouse.
He wants to kill.
We're not condoning homicide,
but don't you have to do the work?
Oh, that's my question.
Like,
how much
well,
work?
I wake up and I find out what his vows were. So I wake up and I find out I'm unhappy. And I know as a woman, let me speak for myself.
I'll be unhappy every other day sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I got all kind of emotional ups and downs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I can't always trust my happy to
leave a marriage.
Yes,
to
guide me and to make life decisions. I can't do that.
You need 2 weeks typically. Most
two
of the
weeks
time, like,
two
like,
weeks
like,
to leave.
Wait, let me say what I'm about to say.
Okay,
like.
Sorry.
See, typically,
we need
like,
more.
When,
we need more
when like, my if my woman goes off on me or says something, and then I'm like, wow, that was really crazy. I give it 2 weeks to see if she still feels that way. Because
that's
y'all say
insane.
A lot of stuff.
Y'all say
so what I'm trying to say to you is before you make a decision to leave your husband, you need to think about it 2 weeks.
Okay,
if you still feel the same,
first of all, that's
go
insane.
Ahead.
No,
get out of there.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not married. I haven't been married. I do plan to get married one day. But if we get in an argument and I give 2 weeks, if I'm married for 5 years and I take 2 weeks and divorce you,
no,
we
if
were
your
never
first thing
we were
is,
joking.
If you've been thinking
we were
for 2 weeks,
the whole time.
You've been thinking for 2 weeks, man. I am so sick of him.
We're in a marriage.
Him.
I'm going to go
for two
off
weeks
on you for
and you're
no.
unhappy. I can see you going like, you know what? Because it really hasn't been 2 weeks. It's like Chris Rock said, if you've been with somebody for, what is it, 5 years, you've really been breaking up for two. And then you just finally got to the point. Angelina Jolie ain't decided in 4 days.
No, I want to be with Brad Pitt.
That's how she was planning. That's why she had a house already set up. Yeah. Like, that's why she went to the house.
I'm not saying she, but yeah.
But shouldn't, and see, we don't know, in their case, we don't know what happened behind the scenes. True. But what I'm saying is, shouldn't there be some steps to try to work it out?
For sure.
Maybe they, and that's
sure
the thing.
Some
we,
people do.
With them, like.
Do you agree with that, Demetrius?
Hey, look.
Would you go to therapy?
The state of California, I did. California,
he said he was there.
The state of California won't make your divorce final for 6 months after you serve your spouse.
Right.
So you got 6 months to figure this out.
So is mediation mandatory when you have children? Mm. It should be.
No, it shouldn't be.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
It should not be.
Okay. Wait, why
not? And Demetrius
not?
Will not be here
That's
next week. We just want y'all to know.
Why not?
Why would it be? My thing is, y'all have to understand this. We're trying to run a society, and we don't want people killing people.
You're reverting back to the most extreme.
You know what? You are so, and I don't know if this is just a man thing,
but
you are so black and freaking white. It's like there's no in between with you. There are no shades of gray.
There's in between.
There ain't no shades of gray.
You got 6 months.
No. Okay, but going back to her point about mediation with the children, how could that not be...
Does it change for you? Like, if there are kids involved, like, the unhappiness thing should change, or you should... Because there's some people... There's a whole... What's her name on the radio? Dr. Laura.
I love her. She's still on the radio?
Oh, yeah, she's on Sirius.
Her show
cracks me up.
I love her.
She has, like, she's a firm believer that if you got married and you have now introduced children into the relationship, I don't give a dang how unhappy you are. You stay together and you are cordial and you figure it out until those children are out of the house, because the damage done to kids in divorce is way worse than the damage done to you dealing with another person.
I 100% agree with that.
Really?
Yes. And I just got divorced this year. It was final, but I'm going to tell you, we have no children together. If we had a child together, ain't no freaking way, because I've seen it firsthand. Now, my son is amazing. I mean, he's well-adjusted, he's kind, he's compassionate, but I see the deficiency in him. Mm-hmm. I see the heartbreak in him because he didn't have his mother and father in the same, in the same household. It really does take a toll on those children. It really does. Now you got six babies.
You ain't
so
any
I
kids.
Hate to. I,
no,
if
I
you
didn't,
don't,
I didn't okay. have any kids.
If you don't mind me following up
right.
with
yes,
that,
yes, please.
The 2 weeks worth.
You're saying that if you guys had a kid, you would genuinely feel okay with staying in the marriage, even though you did feel okay to divorce now.
Here's the thing.
That's a good question.
I don't think, and
tough.
I'm not justifying, but I think that it would make me personally. Not that it's right, but it would make me work harder, because I've seen what it does to a child, and I would tend to be more selfish if it were just me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I would.
That's honest.
Yeah.
I love
it's okay
it,
to consider the children, but again, I think you should leave if you don't want to be married to.
So
the
10 kids, y'all just leave, figure it out,
50,
all good.
20.
Wow, I'm really shocked. I'm shocked and a little. I'm just kind of like sad, like, because I don't know. It's just this is it's Brad and Angelina.
It's just sometimes the house is just not big enough. You can. Just
that's why
to.
You don't get married.
No, not necessarily.
No, not
because
necessarily.
When I got married, I loved her. I loved my ex-wife when we got married. I loved her all the time when we were together, but it didn't work out. And when it wasn't working out, it was that time. It's just that time.
Sometimes.
Wow. Otherwise.
It's so hard to say goodbye. Lord,
sometimes it don't work out.
But sometimes it ain't.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not married.
What's your take on marriage? Is it something? I mean, and that, too, I think that if you have, like, a traditional view of marriage, and like, you know, Courtney said, if there's a faith base, that tends to make you work a little harder because you're not just, you know, looking at it from a horizontal point of view. It's more like, okay, let me... is this vertical? This is horizontal.
That's horizontal. This is vertical. You got it. You was right.
Ooh,
right.
Champagne is kicking in. Yes, Lord.
I mean...
So, yeah, it makes you...
My parents have been married, I think, 27 years. I'm 25. So...
Wow.
You know, that's exciting. And yay, and God is good. And but I appreciate that now that I'm an adult, we've gotten to talk a lot more about what that means, because they're like, this ain't easy, by the way.
Hey.
And I love that, because I have a very idealistic view on the world, and I know that. Yes. And I don't like altering that, because I'm like, what do you mean? And I just really want, and I hate that, because I'm like, that's I'm trying to grow up and like not, and as I grow up and mature as a woman, that part of me, especially when it comes to marriage and relationships, just will not be.
Yes.
So, and, yes. And I'm like, I don't know what that's going to look like as a, because I know, I've got my stuff, he'll have his stuff, and it's like, I'm praying to be committed to somebody for the rest of my life. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I was raised in the faith-based home, and I still have that faith today, so I do believe that once you go with God, like, it's such a spiritual connection. Like, to me, it's like, I'm thinking, when we get married, it's our empire against everyone. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
I love it.
I don't.
So you want to work together and build something together?
Oh my gosh, I already have two plans. Hopefully he does too. Like, I'm that's what I want.
See,
that's what I'm looking
towards.
See,
that to me might be spending a little too much time together.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't mean work together like that. Like, I just mean in life. I mean, when you're partnering with somebody, you want to partner with them. They were a partnership.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Like, so
you
it's
know what?
Scary.
But I'm going to say this.
It is, girl.
Let me tell you what she said. Let me put my glasses on so I can read this. And I think that this is something that a lot of us women do. This was in 2012. It said Jolie admitted to Marie Claire that she doesn't have friends, female or otherwise, leading her to rely predominantly on Pitt for any sort of adult interactions outside of work conversations. So basically, he was her all, he's everything. Now, I think that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I think you need some friends. I think you need to be able to have other outlets. If you put all your eggs in one basket and you put everything on him, that's too, I think those expectations are a little
of course,
too steep and
I
heavy.
Agree.
And it seems with her, she kind of really, she had a little wild life. She was a wild child. So, and now she's the UN ambassador. So maybe she got a lot of the play and a lot of the young stuff and the dumb stuff kind of out of her system. And it almost seems like now she's in a more serious place. Mm-hmm. And he still is playful.
Is he, though? Like, this is so new to my thing is, who are they going to marry now? Like, who on earth?
If I were
her,
I would not marry nobody.
She's just going to live her life.
Live life. Go home.
Really? Why? Because your faith-based family watches it.
That's why my mom would be asking me, Courtney, do you want to get married? Right. I'm curious, Courtney. No. So do you think that being married and being in a, like, relationship is that much different?
No, I don't think it's that much different. But like I said, for me, marriage has a spiritual component of committing your life to somebody forever.
Yes.
And I believe that that requires work and effort and maybe things that I don't necessarily know I want to do, because I'm black and white sometimes. I'm like, I don't like you right now. I don't want you in my house.
I hear that a lot,
like,
from women where they think that marriage is like that. And I'll tell people this. Whoever you're dating, that's who you're marrying. It ain't going to change.
I believe that too. I agree. And I know, too, that the person that you divorced is not the person you married.
That's interesting.
Hello.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Y'all know that dude. Trust me. Y'all know him.
I still believe
in marriage. And I think that overall, because the statistics are so high, I'm having trouble with my T's today. I don't know what that's about. But statistics show that, you know, like basically one in two marriages end in divorce. Now, that's debatable. They're saying that's a myth. The divorce rate is down, but it's still too high.
I mean, I remember driving down in Houston, Texas, when I was back home, and I was with my dad, and I look up, and this billboard is like, want to break free? Call blah, 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 1-800-DIVORCE.
It's too easy.
And I'm telling you, I cried right there in the car, because that just
but
made the
world. Why is it too easy to get divorced?
That's
maybe it's too
wanna
easy
break
to get married. It's too easy. Maybe it's too easy to get married.
Maybe.
That's the problem.
Listen,
you know what?
Maybe.
I agree with that.
I'm not mad at
agree.
That either. Maybe.
I agree.
Some people get mad at you, be like, ooh.
And, okay, but do you say something? Because that,
My real friend?
Wait, like, give us a story.
I only had one friend where I was like, girl, are you sure? Like, really? Are you sure? Like, I didn't wait till the wedding day. Like, I was very clear. Like, before, I was like, are you sure?
I don't know how to tell.
You just ask. Like, you don't have to be like, he's shit and he ain't doing nothing for you or whatever. Like, you don't have to even talk about him. You just ask her.
If that's the case, if he's a scrub, he ain't the problem.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why I go to her. Are you sure? Like, you good with this? You told me this about yourself. This is what I know about you. You feeling real good about this?
Right.
All right, I'll be there. Hey.
I told one of my boys that he asked me, like, what you think? I was like, I don't think you should marry. I'm so happy that they didn't get married.
What were your reasons?
She wasn't good enough for him.
Okay.
She just wasn't.
Okay. Wow. Did he listen to you? Or did he just kind of see some things?
He realized.
You know, because it's hard when you're in love.
Of course he listened.
You don't hear nothing.
No, he didn't listen. It just got fucked up like it
gets fucked up. Like you thought it was going to.
Like it was anyway. But the universe, the physics of it did what it should do.
Yes.
But it out.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been to several marriages. I really want to say that's because I'm Nigerian. But anyway. I've just been to so many weddings. Like, because I've been going to weddings since I was like a kid. It's like, oh my God, wedding time, like whatever. But like I said, as I'm maturing as a woman, a lot of these weddings are now your friends. And you're like, wait, 23-year-old and 25-year-old. I want to ask them, but I'm like, I'm not gonna.
Is that too young?
Do you feel the pressure to get married?
You know what? I personally don't yet. I have heard, like, I'm not a huge dater, so
right now? 23 is way too young.
I just think it was too young. I just personally think it's too young.
Unless you're Kylie Jenner.
Like. My parents were like 21 and 20.
My parents are very young, too. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
This is a way different world.
My parents are very young
as well. And we're about to live a long time.
Okay, wait a second.
Most of us going to be like 90. You going to be with somebody since you were 22?
You hear everything she's saying? It's a different world. We got to be together all this time. That's why marriage is different. And that's why people think it's okay to get out.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't.
No, we know that people think it's okay to get out, but we're just.
But why are we sad? Are we sad that the people are getting out because of the faith-based element that we're like, oh, but you made this pledge and it's supposed to be more and elevated and beyond this? Because if not, then it's just because people are supposed to get together as much as they break apart. So then we should be fine with what the divorce
is. I think the faith-based thing is definitely a component, but it's not the whole thing in general, because, I mean, some people don't have a faith. There's so many different people in the world, but I just think it is sad because.
Yes.
For me, marriage is such a declaration of love, and it's really sad.
But
when, like,
love is fleeting.
Like, that sucks.
And it's not like,
see,
it's
that's,
not,
and that's
like,
a whole
love
thing.
Is like amorphous.
That's the thing. What is love?
Stop. Not today.
But I'm saying that's a whole because we have 5 minutes left of the show.
A
we can't
song.
Cover it. But the thing is, that's why you can't love. Love has to transcend your feelings. It has to be a commitment. It's a contractual.
That's a good point.
And really, when you get married, that's contractual. You are. It should be legal and binding.
You know, you don't even have to go to court to get a divorce.
Not no more.
That's what I'm saying.
There's summary dissolution where you can just basically fill out the paperwork, turn it in if y'all agree on everything. 6 months later, boom, I ain't got to see your ass no more.
See, now if you got kids, you do.
You can't. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. You
can't
if you got kids. All right, you guys, you know what? This has been not enough time. Because
for real,
we can't even scrape the surface. We just, you know, hope that Brad and Angelina.
Good luck, guys.
You know, exactly. We wish them the best.
Y'all really hurt.
It's going to be a mess.
I was surprised.
I'm
thinking about those
kids.
I'm thinking about the children.
That's a good point, though.
I really am.
I'm thinking about the kids.
And I hope that, you know, they remember that there is a lot of love. There is a lot of, you know, connection and life that they've built. And I hope that they can get past their feelings of right now and basically lock back into that and be the best co-parents that they can be for the sake of those babies. Yeah. Oh, shoot, we have a Halo Award. Hurry up, do the Halo Award.
Who's doing that?
Snap, I'm gonna do it real. Oh, we got 3 minutes, can we get to it? All right, Halo Award is Beth Batista. And Beth Batista is a school teacher she's a school teacher from Wisconsin who donated her one kidney to little Lila. Lila is 4 years old, and Dina Karen, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, the mother was awaiting the kidney. The little girl has, what is it, it's called MPA, which is a rare autoimmune-related disease. Mm-hmm. And after 9 months of treatment, it was clear that she needed the kidney transplant, and this is the video that the teacher so she
gave
is
her,
the donor.
The teacher gave her one of her kids.
One of her kidneys, yeah.
So she, the mom just
thinks
she's...
And they surprised her. It was so cute.
Yes, that's the video. How precious. The mom just thinks she's going to the preschool to meet a new teacher, and she slips her a note. And look at that. Praise God. Bless her for that. She's literally life-giving. And it's people like her that make a real difference in the world. People that go above and beyond. So we salute her.
Amazing.
Yes. Awesome video. You guys, I know that we're rushing through this, but amazing. Amazing. Can you imagine?
I like the student.
So we have to, we're going to have to wrap this thing up.
Hey, of course I did.
Now, what are we going to, we got two and a half
minutes.
Well,
I said I would do it. I would do it if I liked the student.
Yeah, he would do it.
I don't think I would do it.
What are your final thoughts?
I don't think I'd give up.
Courtney, let's start with you. Final thoughts.
Divorce sucks, you know, but
boom. How can they keep up with you?
But sometimes marriage sucks, and that's apparently why we have divorce.
Hello.
So I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, just love and have a good time and try to work it out.
That's
even
right.
When you think you can't work it out, sometimes you just need to step outside of yourself a little
bit.
And
how does the audience keep up with
you? You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Demetrius?
I just want to say to everyone, please stop hating on Hillary. She is
no, that's not what we asked you.
This is my final word, right?
Oh, Lord. Oh
my final word. You're not picking prom queen. Stop talking about you don't like the woman. She's the most qualified person.
Obviously,
her husband's achievements, Barack achievements, are her achievements, and we should treat her that way. You can follow me at Eye of Demetrius. Any women out there want to send me naked pics?
They don't.
You can do that
go
at
ahead,
Sharif Fletcher across all platforms.
And if you do marry him, the minute you weigh in, you're going to leave.
He's like, them pictures ain't coming enough no more. I'm divorcing you.
I am too entertained.
You don't make me happy no more.
I mean, I would just say... I would just say everybody register to vote, please.
Amen.
Yes. I would also say that I am going to be praying for the Brangelina family because regardless of what we think, we don't know, bottom line. And they have kids. So, I mean, my heart goes out to them and to anyone who isn't able to reconcile that because I really do believe that marriage is a beautiful thing.
It is.
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace and on Snapchat as well.
All right. Well, I'm Sharif Fletcher. Across all media platforms. And my final thoughts are grace. You have to give each other grace, especially when you find yourself in a co-parenting situation. Mm-hmm. There's, Matthew 7:3 in the Bible says, do not point out the speck in your brother's eye. When you got a plank sticking out of your eye. So realize that neither one of you is perfect. And grace is not deserved. It's not earned. It's just given.
Yeah.
So be graceful with one another, and that's our show for today.
Aww.
Yes, and thank you for watching, and you know, tune in next week. We have another juicy show for you. Demetrius won't be here because we're not inviting him back.
You just get my naked picture. Send him to Sharif. She'll filter through and give me the good one.
To our first show! Woo.
Thanks, guys,
yes,
for watching.
Thank you!
Oh, man.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.